Welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Isaac, Eric Reinert, and Trisha. This is our dinosaur show in honor of Jurassic World. Get out there. We gave it some big, big, big thumbs up.
Not great little movie. Richard, but big thumbs up.
Big Richards.
And I gave it a breakthrough.
Yes, you did.
The biggest
Greg, I didn't know if you
could possibly
do that, but he gave it a breakthrough.
Yeah.
We're gonna hear your thoughts shortly. But this brings back all the memories for me. If We Hold On Together, Diana Ross, Land Before Time.
Oh, wow.
Did you ever watch Land Before Time?
Years ago.
I had all the little hand puppets from Pizza Hut. Back when, you know, like fast food toys
used to play with them?
Yes, every night. They wish me good night and stuff like that.
You and Frozen play with them together.
We do. He's got Ducky and Petrie. Yeah.
Petrie.
And Littlefoot.
What's a Petrie
Littlefoot?
Dish?
I remember Littlefoot.
Yeah,
how
Littlefoot.
About
you remember Littlefoot,
I had to
right?
I watch that for my kids. I didn't want to watch it, but it was always on the TV.
And it's a really touching song. I liked it.
It's a touching film.
It is a really touching. I mean, and the
Stop
sequels.
Touching.
All the sequels are kind of silly, but you go back and watch the original, and I mean, especially for people, you know, Greg and my age, yeah. it's a great film.
Young guys.
Yes, young guys, yeah. Young guys.
Pretty and, young.
Yeah.
No gray hair yet.
No, it might
be a little.
I've got some, yeah. But, you know, you don't want to ever tell a woman that she's old. I made that mistake last night.
You did? What did you do?
Are you serious?
You said old?
You told somebody they were old?
Like
yeah,
older
I was. It wasn't a...
Too old or old?
Old.
I was wondering why.
There's a difference,
guy, buddy.
Yeah, I said she's
old.
Well, and then I said that she was older than she actually was. I said she was 40. She
you
was
never
38.
Never guessed the age. You never.
I wasn't. It wasn't
no matter what.
The thing is, I
Unless
knew she was
younger.
38. I knew she was 38, but I said that she was 40, and I was trying to be a compliment and.
Oh,
you know,
Joseph.
It's complicated,
Joseph.
But it is Breakthrough Entertainment's Dinosaur Show in honor of
Dinosaur.
Jurassic.
You keep saying Dinosaur.
You know what? I've got a lisp. I've got a list.
Dinosaur show.
Dinosaur show.
That was a long time ago.
That was way before your time because it was before my time.
Well, you know, I don't know if Dr. Robert McCord knows anything about Dinosaur, but we can ask him. Curator of Natural History, Dr. Robert McCord, Arizona Museum of Natural History. It's right down the street in Mesa. How you doing, Dr. McCord?
Fine, and Dinosaur is getting almost into paleontology.
Great. So we're very excited about the release of Jurassic World, and you know we want to make sure our listeners know that they can visit kind of a real Jurassic World right down the street, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is the closest that we're gonna come to at the moment. So first of all, before we get into anything technical, tell us a little bit about the museum, where it's located, and the dinosaur.
Arizona Museum of Natural History is at 53 North McDonald. In Mesa, and that's about a block from the cross streets of Country Club and Main.
Excellent. And you've got a dinosaur hall there. I know there's a bunch of different exhibits there. I mean, it's a very exciting place, but you've got a whole dinosaur hall.
We always have a dinosaur hall with permanent exhibit. We also have dioramas in our three-story dinosaur mountain, and those are on display all the time. In addition, we frequently have temporary exhibits that feature dinosaurs.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. And so what kind of dinosaurs can people see there?
Well, as I said, the ones that are permanent exhibits are the Camarasaurus, one of the long-necked dinosaurs. We have a Tyrannosaurus patar, full skeleton.
Nice.
And a Tyrannosaurus rex head right below it. Triceratops, Zuniceratops, Atacosaurus, Psittacosaurus. I'm running out of things. And then we have our reconstruction, our big fleshed-out animated dinosaurs like Albertosaurus, Mimura pelta, and Nasutoceratops.
Wow.
Are the skeletons real, or are they like... Because I was just in New York at the Natural Museum there, and they said they're all casts.
Most of ours are casts, although we do have a genuine dinosaur bone that we welcome people to touch because, you know, some people like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, we understand that they just finished a full T-Rex, wasn't it, skeleton. at one of the museums in Colorado. Or no, in Montana.
Montana, yeah.
Montana, where we're headed out to later. But yeah, and so, but most of them are cast then, huh?
Yeah, typically. If you have cast, of course, the bones are very heavy. And frankly, I don't like them as much because you have to build a heavy framework to support them, and you can't mount them in such an animated, you know, living pose as the cast, which are typically fiberglass or something lightweight.
Mm-hmm. Now, we want to ask you about, you know, paleontology in general in just a moment, but to describe for our listeners what a curator of natural history does. You know, what do you do at the museum? What's your responsibility?
Well, I maintain the collection. For everything that's out in the hall, we probably have 10 items that aren't out in the hall that aren't quite as pretty or nice, but are valuable for scientific study. Oh. So I take care of that. I'm also sort of the technical know-how for any exhibit that involves any of the prehistoric creatures. And I do research. I do actively go in the field and collect fossils and bring them back.
Excellent. And so if any of our listeners head out there to the museum, I mean, I'm sure it's going to get, you know, you're going to have an influx of visitors because of Jurassic World. Do you ever do Q&As? I mean, will you answer people's questions?
Occasionally there are events, and I do, I guess, steady stream of folks who bring me their treasures, although probably there's a good number of mistaken identities out there, too.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the three-story dinosaur mountain that you have, is that similar to what I saw when I went to Dinosaur National Park, where it's got the fossils embedded in it? Or
no, that's a remarkable thing and wonderful in its own right. But this is basically just a mountain where we put our fleshed-out, animated, robot dinosaurs.
Oh, okay, the animatronics. You know, they had a big show that they did. It used to be called the Wild Animal Park in North County of San Diego, up in Escondido. Now I think they call it Safari Park from the San Diego Zoo. But they, on one big mountainside, had, like, I think, 12 or 14 of those animated dinosaurs, life size. And so is that what you have, some of those life size?
Correct. Not so many, perhaps.
Well, yeah, that'd be impossible to have inside. Yeah, that's the thing. We had it outside, so, and it was only temporary.
But, yeah, we have it all the time. We just replaced them. We got new dinosaurs in the mountains, so if you've been there before, you're likely to be seeing somebody new. And matter of fact, we were refurbishing the old dinosaurs, and they're going to be in another hall in a couple of months.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's basically it. They're big animatronic dinosaurs, and as I said, we have brand new ones now.
Now, have you had a chance to see Jurassic World yet?
No, I think I'm probably going to go Monday night with my wife.
Oh, all right. Excellent. Well, we are all highly recommending it, but I would love to get your opinion on the way that they were able to, in my mind, capture what that Jurassic era would look like.
Well, so, I've seen the previous movies. I can't speak to the current one. Their dinosaurs all seem very realistic. There are a lot of little technical flubs about dinosaurs in those movies, but I look on it more as entertainment. I enjoy the movies myself, so I don't dwell on, well, that's not quite right, too much.
Well, they do, this particular movie does talk about genetic manipulation to create a hybrid type dinosaur that's, you know, supposed to be bigger and stronger and better. And, you know, we won't go too much into it because we don't want to have a spoiler alert on it. But we did talk to a paleontologist that said that there are working on genetic manipulations. Of course, they can't take the DNA from any of the fossils or from the amber because, he said that it was all ruptured and falls apart when the cell breaks down. But what do you think about this type of manipulation taking place? Do you think that we will ever see something similar to the dinosaurs?
I'm pretty cautious in saying never anymore. I've been around long enough to learn that's a pretty dangerous thing. I think we may someday have something that was once extinct part or in whole brought back, but dinosaurs are kind of far-fetched. They're kind of out there and really difficult.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, so then you're, of course, as you mentioned earlier, you're going out and doing some research. You're finding some fossils. You know, take us through one of those digs. Is there anything in Arizona that that you've found or any sites?
Oh, yeah. Dinosaur-wise, if you think of the Mesozoic as being Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous, northern Arizona has pretty rich Triassic, the early 225 million years ago. And, of course, dinosaurs is just getting started there. But there is certainly a stuff up there. I'm not too involved with that. Mm-hmm. Jurassic, we have a little bit of, probably we're most famous for the early Jurassic, where most people think of the late Jurassic with all the sauropods. We have the early Jurassic with, like, Dilophosaurus and Scutellosaurus. And our early Jurassic is better than most. I work mainly in the late Cretaceous. Mm. And the dinosaurs are kind of fragmentary, so we sometimes have a hard time getting identifications on them. But we certainly have horned dinosaurs, duck-billed dinosaurs, tyrannosaurs, ankylosaurs. And fairly recently, we've come up with some eggshell fragments as well.
Wow. Duck-billed dinosaurs?
Oh, yeah, the duck-bills.
Hadrosaurs is the more formal name, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. I think you said Dilophosaurus, right?
Yep.
And now, because I think I always mispronounce it and say Dilophosaurus. That's the spitter from Jurassic Park, right?
Yep. Getting into one of those inaccuracies.
Okay.
The frill.
Oh, come on. That's like my favorite dinosaur. So there's really nothing that possibly have had that the spitting action and the collar type thing, right?
Nothing we have any evidence for, right?
That'd be kind of probably difficult to.
Well, you mean so there's no evidence of one having a collar?
No.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I always thought that a lot of what we see in lizards would be also found, but now I just found out that birds are actually the best example of dinosaurs?
They are the dinosaurs' descendants, yes.
Okay.
So since I'm curious, then the Dilophosaurus, what is that? In reality, what is that?
Well, in reality, it's medium-sized early Jurassic carnivorous dinosaur. I'm not quite sure where he.
Okay, so it is a meat eater.
Take the frill, spitting poison off it, and you probably pretty much have it.
Okay, there you go. That's good.
Okay, now my favorite is Pachycephalosaurus. Where would that be found?
Oh, good for you. Pachycephalosaurus and its relatives, the domehead or bonehead dinosaurs.
I just love the bonehead thing because my kids were little when I was teaching them about different dinosaurs, and when I saw that and I said, this is Pachycephalosaurus, also known as bonehead, and my kids started cracking up, bonehead! And so that's why it's my favorite.
Yeah, there's no reason it shouldn't be here in Arizona, but we haven't found any or near relative. They're more typical of, say, Montana and southern Canada in that region.
Excellent.
But they're never a common guy, so we may yet find one in Arizona.
Well, good. I like to be unique, you know? So, excellent, and you have a wonderful, it sounds like a wonderful exhibit over there, and we'll encourage all of our listeners to go check out the Natural History Museum right there in Mesa. And thank you so much for joining us. And
Dr. Robert McCord, it's an honor to speak with you.
It's
really fascinating.
Is.
Well, and thank you, and yeah, we looking forward to seeing everybody.
Thank you for enlightening us.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Take care. Yeah, this is so, absolutely fascinating. And again, people are going to just go out there, and I'm sure they're going to want to experience this. I mean, after you watch, whether you're a kid or an adult or whatever, you watch Jurassic World, and, I mean, it just sparks your imagination, your interest in this. I mean, and I don't want to spoil it, but yes, the spitter does have a scene in Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an important moment in the film, not in like you think that it would be, not as important as the original, but it does make an appearance. And that just sparks my imagination. And then I hear that, you know, it's no collar, there's no spitting.
No, but the thing is that this is still so on. There's so much newness that they're finding. I mean, like I was talking about Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
The whole time from the time I was a kid, we learned that the long neck was Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
And then they found out they'd put the wrong skull. It had had the wrong skull on all of those skeletons.
I had a friend. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry,
so it's Allosaurus, and that's the deceptive one.
Yeah.
Because you know, so they're learning new stuff all the time. So it's pretty incredible. I do have some breaking news, however.
Uh oh.
Okay, are you ready
this
for the breaking news?
This is not another downer, is it?
The bikini competition has officially started, Tropic Beauty World Finals, and I have video.
Uh oh. Greg, we're going to have to look at this during the break and investigate. I just wanted to mention, you know, all these people that we've talked to, no one said that their favorite is a velociraptor. I mean, it's a really cool creature.
Well, it is. It is. But you know what? That just shows how well educated we all are, because we're all going for the lesser known.
That's true.
And actually, I think that there are... The velociraptor, I think, is like a grouping of dinosaurs. I think they have individual names, right?
Maybe.
We should have asked one of those doctors, because they would
have
known. Next time.
Yeah, we're going to have to do another dinosaur show, too.
So is it my understanding that in this new Jurassic World that Chris Pratt actually has, like, trained velociraptors? Is that what
they're imprinted. He's known them, and he's...
Okay.
Since they first hatched.
He has answered, and I didn't bring this clip, but he has answered that question, and Steven Spielberg has answered the question very carefully, not to spoil anything. They are trained, but, you know, dogs are trained, too.
But right.
How
dogs
reliable
are different than lizards.
Yeah, and how reliable is that? And, you know,
especially again, when you're dealing with wild animals.
Yeah, you don't want to spoil too much.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
But
I will say this. Mm-hmm. I love the way that they used the motorcycle. That was so creative.
Yes.
Very creative. I loved it.
He said, Chris Pratt has said that was the most dangerous thing that he had to deal with on set.
I bet.
Yeah. Especially in keeping up with those velociraptors, especially.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big challenge. And yeah, so we're going to take a quick break here. Who is this singing, Dave?
Oh.
This is Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
No, I'll give you a hint. He's the star of San Andreas.
Yes.
Oh, The Rock.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, singing What a Wonderful World.
Nice.
From Journey 2, of course, Journey 2 and Journey to the Center of the Earth had dinosaurs in them. Well, the first one did. The second one had a giant lizard. See it.
See it.
And Dwayne Johnson has a really great voice.
Yeah, he does.
Dwayne who?
He can sing Elvis really well.
What's his name?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very, very good. And
Someone.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment, live 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.